charges at the goal. He's got it! Where's the blood? Bruce! Oh, you beauty! Went up and away!
With a quick snap, is it going to bounce through?
No, he can't do that!
Long before, look at the Poppy!
Oh, Poppy!
Handball away to Jones. The skipper swings around and kicks another one for the Demons.
On Hungry for Sport, with the most comprehensive wrap of the AFL round, here's the team at afl.com.au.
22 minutes to 11, and Nick Bowen has been good enough to join us from afl.com.au because we want to find out all the injuries from round two and also what takes place with the match review panel as well. G'day, Nick. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Kevin. How are you?
Nick, going great. All the fans are always keen to know, what are the injuries that are coming out of round two?
Well, I think James Frawley is obviously one of the big ones, Kevin. He did a right pec muscle yesterday. We're not quite sure the extent of that at this stage. He'll obviously have scans today to see, you know, how bad that one is.
They can be nasty.
They can, yeah. He did one actually back on the other side, in his left side, in January 2011. Had to have surgery for that one, but was back by round two, which is a pretty good effort. So they'll be obviously hoping he avoids surgery this time round. But, you know, he's obviously shown he can get out of those ones pretty quickly.
Okay, so that's a negative coming out of the game despite the loss with Frawley going down with that injury. What about Simon White of Carlton? Saw him on Friday night go down with a knee.
Yeah, an interesting one. He hurt his left knee. The Blues report obviously strained medial ligament. He was subbed out in the first quarter and he's likely to miss 4 to 6 weeks. I think the interesting one with this is that he had last surgery on the same knee back in 2012, Kev, and that I think the knee rejected the artificial ligament that was put in there. So there was a few complications after that one, which has obviously, you know, made it hard for him to sort of get back. And I'm not sure whether that sort of had a factor in this injury at this point. The other two, obviously, North have got Nick Del Santo, who went off in the third term yesterday with a left hamstring injury. Brad Scott was pretty confident after the game that he'll be right for this Saturday's game against Port Adelaide. But he seemed to pull up pretty quickly after that incident and put his hand up straight away to indicate to the bench. So, you know, I think anyone who's over 30, you think that puts him, he's pushing the proverbial uphill to probably get up in 6 days to play against Port.
I don't think he'll play, Nick. In fact, Daniel Harford was doing the commentary with us and he yelled out very early in the game. He said he's done his hamstring. And Del Santo. And when the coach spoke after the game and said, look, you know, maybe there was a bit of tightness during the week as well, and we don't want to take any risks, Daniel just shook his head. He said, no. he gave his hamstring a bit of a twinge. You know, it twinged on him.
That was certainly my take on it initially. And you know, he's such a valuable player for the Roos, and it's so early in the season, it would seem a big risk to take, I would have thought, you know, on a 6 day break at this stage. Just get him right and sort of go again later on. But Daniel Wells, obviously, a similar one, subbed out at half time with sort of Achilles soreness. So this is an ongoing condition he's had to manage for the past sort of few years. Brad Scott said that the Roos really erred on the side of caution with subbing him out. But he was at scans this morning, and I think that they'll obviously tell the tale. But again, one that, now, given he sort of had that injury plagued season last year, Kev, with the foot injury, I reckon the Roos will be, you know, erring on the side of caution again with him. But as I said, Brad Scott's pretty confident that he'll get up as well.
I'm not as confident. Nick Bowen from afl.com.au. Now, Zach Clark had some knee injury at some music festival during the pre-season. Now, he did go down in that game against Geelong. What's the situation with Zach Clark? Because they've got a few injuries down back.
Yeah. Look, I understand that this knee is not the same knee that he injured back in January 2014, KB. Mm-hmm. I spoke with Doc Larkins just briefly this morning, and he said that it's a separate knee. So he's given this one a tweak. Ross Lyon, I think all these coaches seem to be very, very confident in their post-match press conferences, but he expects him to be okay for the big Western Derby this Sunday, or Derby rather, for our WA listeners. Look, again, the good news I think on that front is that it's not the same injury, or not the same knee rather, that he did the PCL in back a year ago. But again, I think, you know, pretty important player. You'd want to make sure that he's 100% to go before you'd risk him.
Now, Jared Harbrow was starring. He was one of the better players for the Suns on the weekend until he went off injured as well. And Rocket needs all of his good players on the field at the moment. What's the situation for Harbrow? Because the zigzag king is very, very important, I reckon, to the Suns.
Yeah, no, he certainly is, Kev. It's another shoulder injury for the Suns. They've obviously had Gary Ablett coming back from that massive one from last year. And Jared was subbed off at halftime with a left shoulder injury. We're not going to know much more until sort of he has scans, you'd imagine, today. But I agree with you. He's been one of the guys for standing up for the Suns in what's been a pretty troubled sort of start to the year. And they just don't need him out for sort of any extended time, especially, you know, when I think... you know, Gary's sort of saying he's not 100% at this stage and he doesn't look 100%. And I think, you know, one of the telltale signs there is he only made the one tackle in the first two rounds, which, you know, I think when you're sort of struggling like that, it's really back to the basics and you really want to be, you know, putting that sort of defensive pressure on to sort of get yourself back into form.
Adelaide's on top. Brodie Smith went down with concussion late in the game. He was arguably the best player on the ground. And also, he was All-Australian last year. So
yep.
This is an important one for the Crows.
Oh, very much so. And I think it's one that, you won't know whether you saw, there's a photo briefly up on, Super Footy with him, basically looked dazed and, you know, completely out to it. He sort of, I think, not only, you know, the tackle from Taylor Adams was a pretty fierce one, but he seemed to collect Travis Farco's knee on the way down. So, those concussion ones, it's a really, I suppose, a hard one to get a gauge on in the sense that some guys who look completely out to it seem to bounce back pretty well. I mean, Luke Parker obviously played after round one and he looked in a pretty bad way after that sort of state. So people react differently and recover at different rates from these sort of ones as well. So I know that he'll obviously be monitored really closely during the week. And again, he, as you say, All-Australian last year. BOG, probably up until that injury on the weekend, the Crows aren't going to take any risk with him whatsoever.
Just going back, Hawthorn and the Bulldogs are coming up this week. So Bulldogs, of course, riding high at the moment. So a lot of Bulldog supporters want to know, have you got any information on Gibson and Mitchell? See whether or not they'll be out next week against the Doggies as well.
Look, I believe they were just given put down by the Hawks as the old general soreness.
General soreness.
It gets a few of us, Kev. But look, Mitchell copped a pretty big knock in the back from Stevie J. You remember during the Hawks game with the Cats, played out that game.
So the sore calf might be a furphy.
Well, look, I'm not sure, but I think that, you know, it was a fairly solid whack, and, you know, I think six days to the break when you're over 30 probably makes it hard to sort of get up for the games. And Josh Gibson, look, I'm not sure exactly why he missed, but. Look, again, I think that, you'd imagine that he'd probably, I'd hate to say, the Bulldog supporters be back up and running this weekend.
What about the match review panel? Anything so far been announced by the AFL?
No, nothing yet. So at this stage, we've sort of really just got the report on Billy Smets from the weekend. He looked as though he's trying to, I think, apply pretty much a vigorous sort of tackle, swinging his arm into it, and he's caught Lee Spur high. I think it's fair to say that the universal view is that Billy's set for a holiday there. You know, it's hard to get a gauge on what the new match review panel, just how harsh it's going to be. But I'd find it hard to believe that he escaped with anything less than sort of 2 weeks for that one. It was a pretty crude sort of action.
Valentine?
I reckon nothing's happened there yet. But it was. I've had a look at that one this morning, and it was one of those old style bumps. He's collected Harry Taylor fair square on the chin with his shoulder, and look, I'd find it really hard to believe that he just escaped without a suspension there as well.
Nick, really appreciate catching up, and we'll do that each week with AFL.com.au.